Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Friday, February 28, 2020. Let's just do that, I guess. So Zbigniew Brzezinski, it's easier. It's infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control them. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
That for the first time in human history, for the first time in all of human history, almost all of mankind is politically awake. And these new and old major powers face still yet another novel reality, in some respects unprecedented. And it is that while the lethality of their power is greater than ever, their capacity to impose control over the politically awakened masses of the world is at a historical low. I once put it rather pungently, and I was flattered that the British Foreign Secretary repeated this, as follows. Namely, in earlier times, it was easier to control a million people, literally. It was easier to control a million people than physically to kill a million people. Today, it is infinitely easier to kill a million people than to control a million people. It is easier to kill than to control.
So now, isn't it, if that's true, and obviously he has a much better kind of bird's eye view of that than most of us, if that's true, and it's been true for decades, you know, I mean, shall we say, a la the Manhattan Project, we have become the destroyer of worlds kind of thing, then why do we have to keep thinking up new ways to selectively, you know, kill people en masse? Oh, it's a kinder, gentler way. You know, we can do it this way or that way. There are lots of curious coincidences of timing in the headlines, which make me think of Bernays and Vance Packard saying, you know, Bernays has gotten himself his views published. Newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. So it's interesting to me that, for example, you know, China pointed a laser at a military plane, and guess what? The Navy is launching their new fancy new laser. That's those stories together in the same 24-hour news cycle is just astonishing to me. What a curious coincidence of timing. Speaking of this population stuff, and kind of what I was talking about before, like how just, you know, these things that are happening – And just kind of, like I said, you know, this esoteric conspiracy, we're going to do this, we're going to do it right in front of their faces, and watch this. Aaron and Melissa Dykes have one of their latest videos is titled A Stunning Admission on the So-Called Population Crisis, published a couple of weeks ago, 18 days ago, I guess, almost 3 weeks ago. And, you know, maybe we'll play a little bit of it, but it's 38 minutes long, so that's, you know, too long just to throw something out quickly. But from the post on truestreammedia.com, it reads, it's kind of insane to be living through this time where the admissions of what used to be considered crazy conspiracy theories, quote unquote, and again, What did we just play? You know, mainstream news, WMUR TV, excuse me, News 9. The correspondent, Ray Brewer, says, right in the opening seconds, yeah, Sean, today's sentencing hearing came about because part of the law under which Elaine Brown was convicted was found unconstitutional. Is that not painfully ironic? 35-year sentence, 13 years served, you know, about half of it is what I understand. And but it was unconstitutional. So, I mean, that's not the essence of the story. That's just A footnote? Yeah, you know, today's resentencing hearing came about because part of the law under which Elaine Brown was convicted was found unconstitutional. So anyway, these tax evade. Well, hold on, back up. What? It's insane what's happening. So, like the post reads, it's kind of insane to be living through this time where the admissions of what used to be considered crazy conspiracy theories, quote unquote, are just rolling out in the headlines like it's nothing. When we were talking about this a decade ago, tinfoil hat jokes were not only made but expected. And I'll tell you what, speaking of tinfoil hat, you know, you see what's happening with the 5G ramp up. I saw an article, a couple of them actually, about Intel. Intel is so excited. Intel predicts 6 million 5G base stations worldwide by 2024. That was one of the articles. And the other was, that was yesterday in Giz China, whatever in the world that is. And what was the other one? Intel drops a bomb on the 5G network. That was the other one. And they're saying networking will become a $25 billion market by 2023. And was a $5 billion business for Intel in 2019. Intel's revenue will accelerate, driven by 5G adoption. So, you know, it's interesting. I'm sure if we dug in to the tinfoil hat etymology, we'd probably find something similar to CIA memo 1035-960, dare say. Because, you know, again, Aaron and Melissa Dykes, The Minds of Men documentary, CIA experimenting not only with drugs, which I think became a modified limited hangout, as a result of the congressional hearings, to really sort of keep people trapped in that echo chamber and not investigate how dangerous to all of us this technology is. Because again, you know, guys like Dave Stetzer have told us that, you know, Dave says, hey, you can go to StetzerElectric.com and see, got these symptoms right there on the left side column, got these symptoms, you click on the image that they published, symptoms of radio wave sickness, U.S. Naval Medical Research Institute, 1972, declassified, brain, eyes, respiratory, heart. Speaking of respiratory, you know, Dana Ashley's take on this so-called coronavirus thing, respiratory, symptoms of radio wave sickness, sinusitis, bronchitis, asthma, pneumonia. She keeps saying, you know, people talking about a dry cough. It's interesting, you know. So brain, eyes, heart, respiratory, skin, other symptoms. So speaking of the tinfoil hat, you know, it's interesting. Just saying, curious coincidences of timing. So then, just to finish, and we'll go back to the phones, Aaron and Melissa, the post reads, now mainstream authoritative, quote-unquote, publications like the New York Times, albeit the international edition, with a label of opinion, are printing stories on the front page, not only acknowledging global fertility crisis, getting back to the population issue, and how did that happen exactly? Was it engineered? Is the ghost of John D. Rockefeller getting what he paid for, $500 million, but actually admitting population control evils like China's horrific one-child policy weren't just imposed by the state, but were dreamed up, funded, and promoted by Western technocrats. And then they close, but to what end? And, you know, the link to Lily Kay's book, The Molecular Vision of Life, Caltech, the Rockefeller Foundation, and the Rise of the New Biology. The New Biology. You know, Francis Fukuyama says it's the kinder, gentler eugenics. It's a biotechnology revolution. Back to the phones, John in Tennessee. Thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, good morning, Chris.
Good morning, John.
I always enjoy listening to Glenn. Glenn, no one said they had to kill them all at once, and they've never let numbers get in the way. It's always worth a try.
So I am being a little facetious, saying we're being attrished.
Well, yeah, I mean, think about this. They want us dead, okay? They've made it very clear. They want you dead. So what comes to mind, Chris, if you're, and I'm going to go back to 5G because actually today I asked a PhD, and last week I asked a PhD who taught at Cornell the effects of 60G on human blood, on the uptake of the oxygen at the mitochondrial level. The first one didn't want to answer it because he assumed that I was suggesting that 5G was a weapon. I just asked him, does it affect the blood? Does it
affect the oxygen? Well, according to Raytheon, it is a weapon, but, you know.
Well, and I was wanting an answer. Yeah. I already knew the answer.
Yeah.
So, as a result, he said, well, you're suggesting that it's being used as a weapon. So I said, well, how does it show the symptoms of RF poisoning? And it's interesting that you just talked about Dana Ashley, her video on RF illness. Mm-hmm. He wouldn't answer it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, look, it's a yes or no question. If it was not true, you'd say, John, no, it's not true, but it is true. Mm-hmm. So you can't say it is true. Today I asked another doctor, and he said, wow, that's an interesting, yes, absolutely. So my question for you, for all of you, is, are you aware of what happened in China a couple of weeks before in the very city where this illness, this coronavirus, is manifesting itself? They went 5G.
Right.
Overexposure to 5G at 60 gigahertz can kill, and people are dying. Now, if you want people dead, like the Georgia Guidestones, you know, R.C. Christian or whatever the guy's name was,
mm-hmm.
wouldn't it make sense, Chris, to go after the larger population areas in the world? I mean, if China got wind, if you started in a small country and China got wind, don't you think they might say, okay, people, let's have babies? So 3 billion or 2 billion, whatever, billion and a half, having babies, you have compound interest on the birth level. So you're birthing people at an exponential rate. So let's do a slow kill. They're not in a hurry. You said it a segment or so ago. Mm-hmm. They've got nothing but time. So let them rot. Let them burn. And we'll phase out the human race. Look, this is Bible, Glenn. The time of the Gentiles. What does that mean? The time of the Gentiles.
The closer you get, H.G. Wells' open conspiracy. The closer you get, the less resistance because there are fewer. And, you know, you got to be more forthcoming, outright, and open about the open conspiracy. But, you know, to your point, you look at the articles, when you start searching population growth, first of all, just like the Post, Aaron Melissa, you know, a stunning admission on the so-called population crisis, you know, stories acknowledging a global fertility crisis, but actually admitting population control evils like China's horrific one-child policy weren't just imposed by the state, but were dreamed up, funded, and promoted by Western technocrats. When you really get a hold of these kinds of stories, you start to go back and dig into the progressive era and before. You see the eugenics, you see the, you know, what's his name? Francis Galton. You know, that contingent, the guy who coined the term eugenics. And when you go back through that, through, you know, Thomas, you know, T.H. Huxley and, you know, Malthus and these guys, it is the cold, psychopathic, you know, serial killer version of the view of mankind. You start looking at what they write and how they talk about, you know, man as not even an animal. They would probably have more regard for their household pets. And even fast forward to today, when you look at the articles, you start to see the economic implications. They study things like this at places like Wharton and the London School of Economics. I mean, here's one. In Sage Journals, The Role of Population in Economic Growth, published in 2017 by Wesley F. Peterson. You know, the relationship between population growth and economic growth is controversial. And then that's a whole, you know, they have all of these, you know, speaking of lies, damn lies and statistics, all of these fuzzy math terms when you start getting into the discussion of the so-called population growth rate and the numbers and things.
When you take into consideration, Chris, the effect that this sickness is having in China, I heard mm-hmm. somewhere earlier that actually our debt, the money that we owe to China, is evaporating.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're getting out of debt, probably to the tune of a couple trillion dollars with China.
Yep.
Because of this.
And what the
Bible says.
Yeah, go ahead.
The love of money is the root of all evil, and we're worried about a world economy in a situation where they think there's too many of us to begin with, and we don't put it past them. But we try to say, well, they wouldn't try to do that. Look, China's halfway. I'm going to say halfway across the earth, not around the earth, because we've been lied to. But here's the thing, it's a long ways away. We don't care if they pile up bodies 100 foot deep across the whole Hunan province. It's not going to affect us. We don't see it. What you don't see can't hurt you, supposedly. There's someone that's going around seeking whom he may destroy. And I don't know how to even explain it properly. We got to take serious battle that we're in. And are they able to do it? Yeah. I mean, when you're talking about, for years, talking about weapons, and again, I was a weapons mechanic with conventional weapons. You know, they were messy. You blew people up, you shot people, and they bled all over the ground. But now we can do it with the flip of a switch. And mm-hmm. have plausible deniability because no one believes it's possible.
Or with a little game controller from a Costco container in Creech Air Force
in
Base.
Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Or Nellis or whatever. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really sick stuff.
Yep.
But the church, unfortunately, they're asleep. They don't believe. You know, they supposedly believe the book. Oh, it'll happen, but I'll never see it in my lifetime. You just might.
You're seeing it. You're watching it unfold before your very eyes.
But you've got to have eyes to see. And I don't know how to explain it, Chris. I mean, I'm turning into the doom and gloom guy on Republic. I'm just trying to get people to I know I am. I mean, hey, when I hang the phone up and go to the house, I am a happy man. Trust me. Anyone that knows, I'm a happy man. I love my family. I love my life. But this is an opportunity for us to literally call people to hopefully get the wax out of their ears and the scales off their eyes, rub a little oil and speak a little truth.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll leave it at that.
All right. Thank you, John. Much appreciated. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back.
State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
It's the good life, full of fun, seems to be the ideal. Yes, the good life lets you hide all the sadness you feel. You won't really fall in love, 'cause you can't take the chance. So be honest with yourself, don't try to fake romance. It's the good life to be free and explore the unknown. Like the heartaches when you learn you must face them alone. Please remember I still want you, and in case you wonder why, well, just wake up, kiss that good life goodbye.
Please
remember, I still want you.
Gosh, it's an interesting situation. And so many, you know, it really is a contest of ideas. Speaking of Victor Hugo, the esoteric, and why does someone like Victor Hugo, why is he remembered? I ask rhetorically. So let's see. I hate the auto refresh. Turn off the JavaScript. Just turn it off. You know, examples of what I'm talking about. Let's see. And just how things get normalized. Again, I think of things like Gary Kaa writing in The Demonic Roots of Globalism. The Demonic Roots of Globalism. From their own writings, Laying the Foundation for Omega Point, Chapter 1. Where is that? Here it is. The Work of the Hierarchy, a publication of Lucius Trust, describes the progress of the hierarchy, quote-unquote, very well. Hierarchical work is so quietly and smoothly developed and so effectively expressive of expanding human consciousness that when it is well advanced, it appears quite natural and reasonable. In the early stages, however, it is generally considered radical and even revolutionary and often meets determined opposition. The masters, capital M, work slowly and with deliberation, free from any sense of speed toward their objective. But they do have a time limit. There are periods of major opportunity of which the hierarchy takes advantage, and this present period is one of major opportunity. So back when Ed and Elaine Brown were saying, show me the law, as an example, you know, we were around that time, suddenly, you know, the DOD 1033 program was a thing, and we were all saying, what do we need Bearcats and MRAPs in little neighborhoods for? And then, as you know, watching the news coverage of, there was one story, I got to find that story, on the Milwaukee Miller Coors stuff, you know, the latest high-profile strategy of tension episode. That was the, you know, that's just, suddenly that's a normalized response, and we don't see the echoes back to, you know, Nazi Germany, for example. No, that's just a normal, you know, you show up. Okay, well, how about the fact that that's right out of the, you know, Rand Corporation and, you know, military, the war colleges, it's asymmetric warfare, it's, what do you call it? It's asymmetric warfare. It's swarming. It's, I forget the other one. But, you know, it's a full spectrum dominance kind of tactic that has as much of a psychological impact on the greater community as it would ever have on any would-be, you know, ne'er-do-well. Some alleged whatever, whomever, who is probably actually a Manchurian patsy. But it has a tremendous impact on the surrounding community in a way that people don't realize. It is a show of force. It's actually literally defined. I mean, listen to what Ralph Winterroad says, for example, about the use of force continuum. It's literally defined on the use of force continuum, and it is the threat of force. Is it soft power? Is it smart power? You know, who's to say? And then, well, a couple other things we'll talk about when we come back. Stick around.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and/or toes often go cold, arms and/or legs often go to sleep. Sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe. Short walks cause cramping or pains in legs. Memory is not as good as it used to be. Ankles swell late in the day. Chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
When you were here before, you couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special, but I'm a creep. I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here?
Welcome back. Things that have been normalized, you know, and you can't see it when you're in the midst of a strong upsurge of power. Who said that? There was that guy who was imprisoned and executed for his role in a plot to assassinate Adolf Hitler. He said, or he wrote, upon closer observation, it becomes apparent that every strong upsurge of power in the public sphere, be it of a political or a religious nature, or, you know, a cultural or whatever, you know, a politically correct, a whatever nature, infects a large part of humankind with stupidity. The power of the one needs the stupidity of the other, and they are, you might say, inversely proportionate. The stronger the upsurge of power, the greater the decline in intellect, the intellectual decline, or the, you know, maybe they are directly proportional. You know, the upsurge of power increases the stupidity in a commensurate sort of fashion. The process at work here, Bonhoeffer wrote, is not that particular human capacities, for instance, the intellect, suddenly atrophy or fail. Instead, it seems that under the overwhelming impact of rising power, humans are deprived of their inner independence and more or less consciously give up establishing an autonomous position toward the emerging circumstances. In an anecdotal sort of way, who wants to be that guy? Nobody wants to be that guy. Oh, is he doing that again? Is he monologuing? Is he doing his shtick? It gets reduced to some sort of caricaturization. You are caricaturized. You know, you're just one of those cartoons that gets drawn of yourself. The fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. So what is the, let's talk about this population growth issue. Have you read The Limits to Growth? Have you read The First Global Revolution? Are you familiar with the Club of Rome and the scam of, you know, global warming? The threat of global warming is what they said. The threat. And it's always this impending threat. And, you know, getting back to what John was saying in the power, the dunamis, the New Testament Greek dunamis, to stand, you know, Ephesians chapter 6 kind of, you know, standing fast. I mean, is it not just painfully obvious that the media accounts of this coronavirus thing are dubious when it's an acknowledged fact? You can see in all of the coverage, they say 60 cases in America, nationwide, and that's barely more than one per state, which would be kind of a yawner in itself, but it's actually about 15 because the vast majority of those cases that are being treated are from the folks on the cruise ships. So what happened there? And why can't we get to the bottom of that? And you hear mixed accounts on, you know, the masks. Maybe they help, maybe they don't. Well, which is it? Because, I mean, it's kind of an important distinction, isn't it? If we're going to, you know, so the point is, it's obviously not that much of a concern to somebody or other, because if it were, we'd really be addressing this. Seriously. And that's not happening. So 15 cases is what it is, actually, in America by mainstream media accounts. So why say 60? Because that's just sensationalized fear-mongering at best. It's a dubious claim. The N95 filtration mask is, you know, I just watched, what was it, CNN. It was Anderson Cooper talking to someone. These masks don't necessarily do anything. And speaking of the economic impact, you know, again, I mean, it's just, it's interesting how crazy this starts to get very quickly. You know, we've outsourced everything in terms of mass production to China, virtually everything. And, so now we're supposed to expect some kind of an economic downturn and, a growing number of empty shelves over the summer because of, you know, how China has been impacted. That's the rumor of the ripple effect you see in the headlines. But it's just interesting, you know, the dubious claims. So anyway, to work through some of this stuff quickly, Bonhoeffer, continuing, he wrote, "The fact that the stupid person is often stubborn must not blind us to the fact that he is not independent. In conversation with him, one virtually feels that one is dealing not at all with him as a person, but with slogans, catchwords, and the like that have taken possession of him. He is under a spell, blinded, misused, and abused in his very being." No one wants to be the known as the quixotic member of the, you know, the group. Oh, is he tilting at windmills again? Ugh. Having thus become a mindless tool, the stupid person will also be capable of any evil and, you know, probably legitimizing, condoning, endorsing even, these kinds of things. Well, what are you going to do, man? Yeah. That was part of the conversation I was having yesterday. This friend lamenting, you know, I'm talking to these intelligent, highly educated folks, and they just sound like they, you know, check their spine at the door. At some point, what happened? Because, and these are, he says, you know, these are supposed to be Christian folks. And they, I don't know, year, two, five, 10 years ago, they're having different conversations. This gets to the point that I started with in this idea, you know, this concept that nothing is more powerful than an idea whose time has come. And so, you know, Elaine Brown is expected to be released today. And where have we, how different are things in the last 13 years? Significantly different. And you, if you're watching, if you're paying attention, even though it's happening at glacial speed, it is happening nonetheless, and you can see it. So this friend is saying, I remember talking to these guys in yesteryear. What happened? We just had different conversations a year, two, 5 years ago. Different. It's like I'm talking to different people. And so I hear Dietrich Bonhoeffer's words. The irony here of him saying it and just being utterly astounded is this is the same person who gave me a copy of Eric Metaxas' book. And as a friendly gift, which I am eternally grateful for. Bonhoeffer, pastor, martyr, prophet, spy. So, play a clip of Eric Metaxas. C-SPAN Book TV talk on that. Anyway, it's just a painfully, you know, brutal irony to have this friend of all people. I mean, you would think it's just evidence of how shocking and horrifying it is. You know, it's coming. You see, it's coming, like John was saying, you know, but here it is. And it's just, and this is why, you know, people get caught up in this nonsense. I try to point out how dangerous, my goodness, it's perception. People don't understand how powerful a thing perception is. The example I always give is, to me, one of the best examples or illustrations is of how influential and profoundly significant perception is. You know, at my age, if I went to the doctor and the doctor said, Chris, you have 6 months to live, I would be upset because my perception is, you know, I mean, if we're being honest, we could say whatever, we could wax philosophical or whatever, existential, but in practical truth, I would probably be upset thinking I expected to live longer. That's my perception or my expectation. But if I went back in 3 months and the same doctor said, oh, well, it looks like, you know, you've done these things, this is great, you know, you have about 5 years. 3 to 5 years, I'd probably be excited. Whereas before, probably be upset if I hadn't received the first news first. Perception and expectations is a powerful thing. And so we think we are our own people, but when we watch these Bearcats and MRAPs drive by, an overwhelming display of force. This is military hardware. What is the military's job? To kill. It's military hardware. That's what it is, from the DOD 1033 program. Decommissioned military hardware. It shapes perception in profoundly significant ways, in ways that people don't realize, subtle, seemingly imperceptible. Jaron Lanier, you're not a gadget, a manifesto. The difference between sanity and fanaticism is found in how well the believer can avoid confusing consequential differences in timing. If you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease and the eugenics movement, you know, the forced sterilization and the euthanizing of folks in a kindly enough manner, George Bernard Shaw. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease and others to bring about the conditions that could prod the rapture into being. In the same way, if you believe the singularity is coming soon, you might cease to design technology to serve humans and prepare instead for the grand events it will bring. So, the reshaping of perception plays into these kinds of things, and in a profound and, very yet subtle and seemingly imperceptible sort of way. It's interesting. Again, getting back to that conversation this friend was having, you know, with actually a few conversations. And him just saying, yes, we've talked about this for years. 15 years or so. We've been having conversations about this kind of stuff. And still knowing and seeing it is just utterly astounding and horrifying. And, I dare say there is a marked, a huge difference between how things looked just those few short years ago, you know, when Ed and Elaine Brown were saying, show me the law, to now. How normalized these things have become. Another quick take before we go into the break on eugenics. My take that I don't hear anyone else talking about, and that's usually what I try to do. I try to offer something unique rather than just pollute the echo chamber. I don't want to inflate and thereby depreciate the currency of quality information, but I do want to point to it. So anyway, my unique perspective on the eugenics stuff, I think it's an attempt at slowing down God's clock, so to speak. And so when God says, be fruitful and multiply and fill the earth, and you read Romans 11:25, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, of this mystery that, you know, partial hardening of the heart of Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. It sounds like an arc moment to me. And how do you do that? Well, the faster that, you know, the fullness of the Gentiles can come in, the sooner you can close the door on that arc, so to speak. That ship will sail. Metaphorically speaking. But if you're the devil and you want to buy yourself some time, maybe you want to forestall the sailing of that ship. And that's what I see in the eugenics, population control, blah, blah, blah. An attempt to forestall the fullness of the Gentiles. And, you know, just kind of that concept. That's my own take. To my knowledge, I've never heard anyone else say anything like that. So, I don't know. What do I know? I do not want you, brethren, to be uninformed of this mystery, so that you will not be wise in your own estimation, that a partial hardening has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. That's an interesting concept. Anyway, that'll take us into the break. We'll be right back. Stick around.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Welcome back. Speaking of the shaping of perception, changing people's thoughts, beliefs, opinions, habits, and so forth. And again, speaking of Victor Hugo, social problems overstep frontiers. The sores of the human race, those great sores which cover the globe, do not halt at the red or blue lines traced upon the map. Isn't that a curious thing? Edward Bernays has got his views published. Newsworthy events involving people usually do not happen by accident. They are planned deliberately to accomplish a purpose, to influence ideas and actions. Dr. Lyman Bryson told publicists, if you are engineering consent, I think the social sciences would like to warn you that you should begin with a basic analysis of three levels upon which consent moves in a society like ours. The first level, he said, is human nature. human nature. You can't really do much about that except, you know, enter Stafford beer and control must be built in. How do you do that? Well, back to Lyman Bryson, he added that little could be done here to manipulate, quote unquote, people. The second level was cultural change, which is where you must operate, he said, if you want to influence people's ideas, cultural change. Social problems overstep frontiers. The sores of the human race, those great sores which cover the globe, do not halt at the red or blue lines traced upon the map. So, you know, I see an article, for example, The Atlantic, and this headline has already changed at least once. The mysterious meaning of the Second Amendment. Really? It's the most clear and plain language I think you can find in all of our founding documents. Even with the help of powerful 21st century linguistic databases, the phrase keep and bear arms remains debatable. Really? Insincerity is the great enemy of plain language, like Orwell said. So anyway, back to the other thing, just to kind of sort of underscore the point. Getting back to the eugenics, my take on, you know, the Malthusian contingent, to me it's the devil's attempt at slowing down God's clock, forestalling the inevitable. Romans 11:25. And so with that in mind, I would think, and considering passages like Genesis 9:7, as for you, be fruitful and multiply, populate the earth abundantly and multiply in it. That's what your Bible says, Christian. I would think that people would, you know, good Christians, we'd be having 10 children and heartily advocating others do the same. But instead, Jaron Lanier's provocative observation applies with force. The difference between sanity and fanaticism is found in how well the believer can avoid confusing consequential differences in timing. If you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease in others, to John's point, to bring about the conditions that would prod the rapture into being. Ain't it great, brother? Praise Jesus. No, it's not great. It's awful. And we ought to stop doing the opposite of what the Bible clearly tells us to do. Christians, don't you think? Just saying. Third hour coming up. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.